Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. We're back. I hope the waterfowl sound, the wind rushing, the rain, whatever the sound was, is gone now. We hope that, we can bring you a quality show here without all the background noise. And we apologize for that, but didn't know what to do about it. Anyway, let's see. Oh, my. I got to do something here for somebody. Ah, that's good coffee. Yep, been working on that cup for a while. Let's see. Let's talk Tackle Box. Tim, morning, Tackle Box.
Hey, good morning, Alan. How are you today?
Doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing okay. Hey, I want to echo the last caller from last hour and wish everybody, all our former and current veterans, a happy Veterans Day. Without them, we sure wouldn't be able to have the security and the lifestyle that we have here in this country.
Amen, brother. Couldn't say it better myself.
Yeah. And last night I got a highly energized call from my nephew Donnie down in Huckabuck County.
Huckabuck County? Where's Huckabuck County?
It's somewhere down south.
Okay. Anyway. Is that a real name?
No.
Oh, okay. Huckabuck County. Is it Maryland or out of state?
It's out of state.
Oh, okay, got it. Huckabuck.
Donnie's all excited. He called me. He said, "Uncle Tim, is your first name Timothy? Full name?" I said, "Yeah, it is." He said, "Did you know that you were named after a country?" I'm like, "What?"
Oh, I said, no.
"Donnie, he is not the sturdiest limb on the family tree, so I like to mess with him." Donnie, as far as I know, I was named after Timothy from the Bible by my mother.
There you go.
Now, I don't know if it's First Timothy or Second Timothy, but nonetheless.
Right. Well, how many other brothers did you have named Timothy? Then I would say First Timothy.
Yeah. So I let him explain. He said, "I was at this political rally, and they started talking. I thought we were only talking about the United States, so they did the national anthem and had some speakers, and God Bless America, and had some more speakers, and it was a really good event. And I thought they were only going to talk about America. But they got into this country, Timothy." I'm like, "Come on, man, get to your point." He said, "Well, after the second round of speakers, they got it into a third song, and it started out like this. My country, Timothy, sweet lad." I said, Donnie, wait, hold on a second, buddy. I said, "You heard the lyrics wrong. It is not my country, Timothy. It is my country, tis of thee." And he got all dejected. "Oh, man, I thought I had news for you." And he said, "But I got one question for you, Uncle Tim." "So what's that?" He said, "Can you tell me what continent the country tis of thee is on?"
Okay. Crazy.
Anyway, that's...
Oh, man, love those dad jokes.
So, anyway, that's my story for the morning.
That's your story, and you're sticking to it, aren't you?
Anyhow, getting out and doing a little bit of fishing. It's fall weather's got them mixed up a little bit, but it's just a pleasure to be out there and being in nature. So,
yes,
got some swans flying around that you can hear coming from about a quarter mile away with the air going through the wings, and saw some kingfishers while I was up on the Susquehanna on Friday. And just
you're retired now, aren't you?
Well, yes, sir.
Sorry to interrupt.
That's okay.
You told a joke. I used to tell a lot of jokes about retired people, but they just don't work anymore.
Yeah.
So, all right, buddy. Well, I'm glad to hear that you are out in nature. When are we going to get you a hunting license, put a firearm in your hands?
Yeah, we're going to have to work on that because the venison in the freezer from the friends is dwindling.
Yeah. Yep. So I ate the backstrap off my buck this week. Oh. Oh, man. Sauteed some onions and got them nice and caramelized in the pan. Then I set them aside, and I put that backstrap in there, and just about a minute maybe on each side, thin slices. Maybe that was a little bit too much for as thin as I had it sliced, but you know what? Butter-soaked venison backstrap with caramelized onions, that was dinner. Was good. Robin won't eat whitetail. Now, that means I've got to go out and get a sick of deer somewhere, but she'll eat that. She'll eat moose, but she doesn't like whitetail. So.
Huh, that's strange.
It is what it is. So. Yeah, I lost all the freezer went up. The thermostat went out of the freezer, and I lost some venison, a fair amount of venison out of the freezer, so... I just decided it was time to take one and restock that.
Well, you should have given me a call. I'd have come down and helped you out with that situation.
It was past salvaging when we finally discovered it. So
yeah,
yeah. So, all the frozen vegetables, all the frozen pizzas, all that stuff.
A couple of weeks ago, I really did enjoy the story that you had there with your former producer Chris on getting him out on his first deer hunt.
He's jacked up. He is jacked up. So, yep.
And I definitely enjoy all the stories of the hunt and the deer taken and the deer that were let go and the shots that went over the deer or under the deer.
Oh yeah, yeah. There's more room around them than there is on them. That's for sure.
That's for sure.
Yeah, but. Yeah, Chris had a good time. He texts me every now and then, and every now and then we talk. He leaves voice messages for me. He said he enjoyed – yesterday was the opening day, I believe, for Delaware, or very, very, you know, recently. And
right.
He said he enjoyed watching all the trucks lined up on the tree lines and the deer out in the middle of the field while these guys are in the woods. You know, it's pretty pretty funny.
Well, so, they know.
Yep. Oh, sure they know. Yep, sure they do. I will tell you one thing. Those guys lined up on the tree line. I used to hunt a property up in Somerset County, Pennsylvania, and it was hunted by a lot of people because the farmer let a fair amount of people hunt it. And that's where I killed my first deer with a recurve bow outside of Berlin, Pennsylvania. Anyway, my dad was having lunch sitting there in the line of cars that were hunting the property. And I had come out of the big woods, and I was working my way down to the car in this little side section of woods. I don't know how to explain it any better than that. But anyway, the field came to a corner right there, and I was basically in the corner, but down a little further. Anyway, wherever I was, 11 deer came out of that big woods, ran down through that field. My dad said, I've never seen anything like it. He said, those guys all jumped out of their cars, and I heard the shooting. When I heard the shooting, I looked out in front of me, and the branches were flying off the little brush in front of me with the bullets whizzing in there. The deer ran between me and those guys, and, of course, they had no idea I was in there because I was deep enough they couldn't see me. But I'll tell you what, those bullets, I'm glad there was that much brush in there because I know there must have been 15 shots at those 11 deer running down. It was doe season, of course,
right.
running down through that field between me and the guys with the guns. Well, I had a gun too, but none of the deer came into me. But that was a scary event. It really was.
When it's duck and cover.
It was. I did exactly that. I ducked and covered. I laid down, put my hands over my head as if that would have done any good against 30-06. But you know what? I got lower than I thought the bullets were hitting, and I'll never forget it. I'll never forget it. Still, right now, if I close my eyes, I can see twigs flying off of little bushes in front of me. Now, I'm talking maybe 30 yards, 40 yards in front of me, but
right.
I could hear those shots. I could see that impact blowing those little twigs off the bushes. Yep. Same farm. I was dressed in full blaze orange, top to bottom. I mean, a full blaze orange coverall, walking across a wide open field in the snow, and about 200 yards or 300 yards from me, another group was walking in to their spot, two or three of them, and the guy got down on his knee and pointed his rifle at me to see who I was through his scope.
Wow. Must have been a colorblind dude.
I don't know. There's a world of difference between a 6 foot tall blaze orange person walking in the snow covered field and a brown deer. I can tell you that.
This is true. This is true.
A world of difference.
Different.
And I can only imagine he's pointing his scope at my face to see if he recognizes me.
Ah, gotcha. Yep.
Thank you so much. I hit the dirt in that case too.
Yeah.
You know. Deer hunters, gotta love them. All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
All right, Al. Hey, you, Robin, have a great day.
All right, you too. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
All right. 410 WCBM 680. I don't see that Aaron has contacted me about anybody, but, hey, you know what? Our friends at Backyard Billy's keep me warm. Yes, they do. Brian was out the other day, did some service work, and I love the service work that these guys do. He took the whole stove apart, or insulated fireplace apart, took it all apart, brick by brick, not really bricks, but the wood came out individually, the glass came off the front, the whole front came off. He went in behind everything, swept everything, polished the glass, reset the fake embers in there. There's some little jewels in there that glow like, you know, look glow like embers. He put all those fresh in there, put the rockwool in that, you know, that lights up when the fireplace comes on. I just think they do magnificent work at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, and they got great products. They've got heat producing equipment for anybody, everybody. Electric, gas, pellet, wood, freestanding wood stoves, freestanding pellet stoves, pellet inserts, wood inserts, gas inserts, electric inserts. If it's heat you want, Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. How do you get there? Real simple. Just get on Route 50, come across the bridge if you're coming from the Western Shore. Take exit 44B, Evans Avenue, and you'll pass Backyard Billy's before you make the exit. You'll go right past them and then right back around to them. Just get right and right off the exit. You've got it. If you're coming from the shore and you want to visit this fabulous place, just go up Route 18 through Graysonville, turn right on Evans Avenue, turn left on Drummond, and you're right there. Locals all know where they are and how to get around there. But Route 50 is your key. BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500, 827-4500. If you need a shed or a gym set for the kids for Christmas, or any of the big stuff they have, the chicken coops and dog kennels and that type of stuff, free delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the beach and set up to the beaches in Ocean City and Delaware. So you can't beat that deal at all. 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville, Backyard Billy's, Hearth America. At Backyard Billy's, open 7 days a week. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linux bedliner installed at Bay Linux of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linux is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linux dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linux fleet services. Do what I did and have Linux install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linux. Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice. Really. By the bag or block? Yep. Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs or bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials and give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Your heart gets to pumping, your knees get to knocking, and your mind starts racing. It's a feeling like you've never felt before. Have you coming back for more? Buck fever, gonna get you, boy. Buck fever, have you praying to the Lord. That rack, that grunt, that stare, that stomp will make you a believer.
I love that song. Buck Fever. How many of you out there get that still? I'll tell you, if it weren't for a little bit of that adrenaline stuff, I wouldn't go. I love it. I love watching them. I love seeing them. I like harvesting them. And that feeling after, you know, when you see them coming, that anticipation, man, that is something else. It gets you jacked up. And then when you make the shot and you see the result, that's when I start to shake. That's when my legs start to shake. That's when my hands start to shake, especially if I know he's on the ground. So I love that. I love that. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Ted in Cambridge is on hold, and we are giving a muzzleloader away. I hope Ted's in the contest. Morning, Cat. Ted, how are you? Hello, Ted.
Hello, Alan.
How are you?
Well, thank you for taking my call. I'm originally from Bishop's Head, Maryland.
Okay.
Emailed you one time a long time ago, and I know that you have been past my father's store in Bishop's Head many times on your way to Crochman.
Okay.
And I'd just like to be in the muzzleloader contest.
You got it, buddy.
And I live on Aries Road now, and there are many four-legged critters when I ride through Percy May Road on the way my way home from work every night.
You're right on the cusp there between whitetail and sika deer territory. They're probably overlapped in your area, aren't they?
Yes.
Yep.
And I heard something that they said that when sitka deer overtake an area, that whitetails move out.
I've heard that too. I don't know how true that is. I know that the marsh habitat is marginal for whitetails. Okay.
Yeah.
They're more of a hardwoods type of critter. And in, when you have areas that, you know, I've heard that for 40 years. I've heard that about Sika deer. I don't know how true that is, but I know they are a little bit aggressive. And I don't know, I mean, I've seen areas where they overlap. Now, that I hunt on Elliott Island Road for Sika, and they have taken whitetails off of there. Okay? But, and I've used to hunt other areas in Dorchester County, and I've seen both. So it's, you know, it's just kind of a, it's kind of a, a toss-up as to whether they actually do that or not.
And where I lived in Bishop's Head, there were a massive amount of Sika deer that would come out in the field on East Teasers Creek Road every night.
All right.
So I guess that's all I have to say.
All right. Well, you're in the contest. Appreciate the call, Ted. Thank you.
Enjoy your
life in Dorchester County. It's a great place to live. See ya. All right, let's talk to Butch in Parkville. Good morning, Butch. How are you?
Now, and how you doing?
Good, buddy. Good to hear from you.
Yes, sir. I'm usually working this time of morning, and typically I have to get out and do something, and I get back in the truck, and you're saying, you know, get out, stay out.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I got it. I know how that goes. So.
But yeah, it's I was down through your neighborhood the other day.
You should have called.
Yeah, we had to run down to Somerset County and check on the deer stand and go over to trimming up and getting ready. So the last week we could do anything per our club rules.
I got it.
Prior to deer season.
Sure.
And
we're all
disappointed down there because mostly everybody's. All our kids have gotten too old to youth hunt, and you know that's just something. It never grows old, you know. Hunting out there with a youngster and having that experience, and then, you know, if they get something, well, that's just a plus. But just the time together and the camaraderie that you get with the
indeed
spending time with your.
Yep, I got a little jealous of my grandson there. The first 5 years we hunted together, he killed a buck every time. He killed four in a row on the first day.
Oh, my.
Yeah, four bucks in 4 years. And then the following year, they were going to be away for the firearm season, him and his family. And so he hunted youth day, and I said, buddy, this is your opening day. That's a day he shot. That's a day he shot the 11 point. So, yeah, that was.
Wow.
Yeah, five years, $5. So it's pretty cool.
Great times. I mean, it's just,
no question.
You know, I can remember being out there with my sons, and just some of the memories. You know, had,
yes,
you know, the deer sometimes didn't give him a shot, and he got upset. And I'm sitting there and I'm laughing. He says, "Why are you laughing at me?" I'm like, "We'll never forget this."
That's right.
It was great. I mean, you know, we heard the deer coming, heard it grunting. Two of them got to fighting, and. Next thing you know, it's right there, and I'm like, take it, buddy, take it.
Yeah, exactly.
Then he starts getting upset because the deer didn't give him a shot, and, I started laughing. I'm like, he goes, why are you laughing at me? I'm like, we'll never forget this.
Nope.
Great.
Well, that day we were in the box stand at that, you know, final youth day for him. We're sitting there, and I said, here comes a buck, and he gets ready, and he looks at it, and he goes, nah. I went, you're 15 years old, 16 years old. What do you mean, no? He goes, no, I want something bigger. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, that's
fine. So anyway.
I started hunting out in the mountains where, you know, you had to, and I never seen them. I would see maybe 10, 12, 15 does a day.
Yep, no bucks.
No bucks. And then, you know,
well, I will tell you.
A lot of years before I killed my first buck.
I will tell you something. Garrett County has come a long, long way as far as their deer quality and deer population up there.
Oh, yeah. They're
they have cut the National Deer Association guys up there. They've got like 6,000 acres that they practice QDM on, and they take the does, they let the immature bucks grow up, and they are doing some fantastic work. We have seen some big deer. We've been out there 3 years in a row measuring at their National Deer Association event. And you know, they'll get 40 calls to bring deer in to measure. And, you know, we have to stop at 30 or so, and, you know, and because we measure bears and deer and everything else.
Right.
And some of those deer have just been absolutely tremendous out there. So you'll see some of them in the in the record book. So, hey, well, anyway, you called with a purpose today, buddy.
Well, I'd like to, if we okay to ask about a you know, telling people about the hunter sightings we have.
Yeah, please do. Please do. People need this information.
Well,
go for it.
We have hunter sightings today and tomorrow. Today,
okay.
The hours are from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Right.
And tomorrow, Sunday, we can't shoot until noon, so we shoot
right.
noon till 3.
Okay.
And it's $5 per firearm.
Right.
And
the only thing you have to tell people is where.
All right, we're at Baltimore County Game and Fish Protective Association. We're at 3400 North Wind Road in Parkville, Maryland, 21234.
Say that address one more time so people can write it down and put it in their GPS.
All right, 3400
yep.
North Wind Road.
Yep.
And Parkville, Maryland, 21234. And I will tell you, if you're coming by GPS, our driveway is Gun Club Road.
Gun Club Road, that works.
Yep, a lot of times it takes you to the power lines. If it takes you to the power lines, you went too far.
I got it. I've
done
that.
If you're past the power lines, you got to come down about another 800 feet.
Wow, got it.
But,
yeah, I've been there. Been there a few times. Actually, Jacob's other grandfather and grandmother live right over there, not far from you guys. So, and I want to thank you, Butch, and I thank you before, but I want to thank you publicly for helping us, Jacob and I, get our muzzle loaders sighted in. Everything's good right now. We don't have to show up, but we thank you for your expertise and your kindness for allowing us to shoot over there at Baltimore Game and Fish Protective Association. And that sight-in days are today and tomorrow, so we want to make sure that people get that information and get out there, because nothing is worse than having a gun that's not shooting well and the big buck comes by. Nothing's worse, you know, and you miss him or wound him or worse.
Goes a long way.
Say it again?
Confidence in your hunting equipment goes a long way.
No question. No question.
Yeah.
Yep.
I also like to give a shout out to our veterans. You know, I'm going to be heading to the graveyard here a little later this morning to make sure my flags are out for my uncle and father-in-laws.
Right. Well, my dad was a vet too, and we do want to remember all of our veterans from all of the wars, including those seriously abused Vietnam veterans.
Yeah.
You know, our country owes them an apology for allowing the things that happened to them when they came back from Vietnam. So,
yeah. All right,
man.
I was just a youngster then, but...
Yep.
No,
I was a teenager. I
read a lot about it.
Indeed. Indeed.
But you have a great day. I wish Miss Robin well, and...
I will.
You know, hopefully we'll talk to you soon.
You got it, buddy. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Butch. Good job. Don't forget sight-in days, folks. Rifles, shotguns, and muzzle loaders are all welcome. Let's see. Let's talk to Dale. Good morning, Dale. How are you?
I trust the figs were edible.
Figs were great.
Okay.
They're gone. Good. They're gone. That's how great
they're gone.
They
I still have a few left, so.
Not after tonight or tomorrow night, you won't, probably.
Probably not. Alan, I'm sure you couldn't see it, but it was a beautiful sunrise this morning. Colors, that was one of the things about sitting on a deer stand.
Oh, my goodness.
Man.
You're not kidding.
And you hear the jay start to squawk, and you pick up your eyes and your ears a little bit.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you something. Jay birds and crows have allowed me to see more than one deer that I probably wouldn't have paid much attention to, but I pay attention to those jays a lot. The one property I hunt in Queen Anne's County, we've got dogs on the adjoining properties, and when dog A goes off, I know the deer are coming from, you know, my left and headed toward the bedding area, and when the dog B goes off, I know that there's a deer imminently there, and that's how I was alerted to, well, one of the ways I was alerted to the one I got the other day. And then dog C, when that dog goes off, I know that the deer are moving on the other property, and they're coming in at the top of the finger. So I've got the early warning, early canine detection system for deer that I can't. I mean, you know, sometimes the one in the middle, he barks at the sheep or, you know, the owners or something like that. But I hear a dog barking and they're excited. I'm excited.
Do you still have your sentry doe?
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. You're not kidding. Yep, you're not kidding. She busted me already this year once. So, yeah, I've got her. Yep, the gruesome twosome.
That's probably not the last time she'll get you, too.
No. I was hoping Chris would take her out, quite frankly.
No,
she's got eyes on me no matter what stand I'm in, no matter what season or anything else. You know,
That's good.
And she's loud, too. She just snorts and blows and goes along. Yeah. You know, she's very annoying.
Well, listen, give my best to Robin, and I'm glad you all enjoyed the fix.
Yeah, man, thank you so much. You have a great weekend.
I will talk at you.
Thanks, Dale. See ya. Bye-bye. There goes Uncle Dale. Hey, you know what, folks? Spurry's Tire Service right around the corner here. I'm not kidding you. At the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 there in Easton, that's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. Elliott Road is busy. There's a Staples, a Walmart, a Giant, all on Elliott Road. And, you know, Spurry's is right there in the corner. Dover Road is, you know, main road between Easton and Preston. So, you know, right there on that corner, it's a busy spot. But you know what? They're never too busy to talk to you about tires. You got a leak in your tire. You got a screw in your tire, a nail in your tire. Drive on in there, and they will fix it on the spot. They'll make room for you. Just pull it in here or pull it up out front or, you know, wait till that guy gets out of that bay over there and we'll pull you right in there. They do their best to accommodate you. And Tackle Box Tim will tell you that because he got a screw in his tire on the way down from Ocean City one day and he stopped in there and they took care of him. So highly recommended. They have Bridgestone and Firestone tires that they feature. They have all the other ones too, Michelin, Yokohama, whatever tire your car requires. That's the tire they've got for you, any make or model. Spurry's Tire Service has, a lot of corn being harvested this year. You're probably blowing the leaves in your yard, and you get a flat tire on your lawnmower your garden tractor. You know, you get a flat tire, take it in there, they'll fix it or they'll replace it. Farmers, they all go there to Spurry's because they know they'll take care of their combines and their tractor trailers and anything else that have a tire problem with, you know, their grain haulers and all. Why not? You know what? Full service automotive repair. If you got a check engine light, come on, drive it into Spurry's. They can analyze it. They go, you know what? This is what we can do. They'll diagnose the problem and they'll fix it for you. They have 24-hour truck service, and you know what? That's all that stuff is what keeps me coming back as their customer. Robin and I, whole family, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. Did I say that right? No appointment needed for tires. Yeah, that's what it says. Spurry's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. Website, spurriestire.com, 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Argo extreme terrain vehicles are what hunters and anglers think when it comes to navigating the toughest terrain. Shanks Argo in Chambersburg is the Mid-Atlantic's premier Argo XTV dealer. From the marshes of the Delmarva to the mountains of Western Maryland, Argo provides extreme terrain performance for getting you there and getting you back. The Argo family of extreme terrain vehicles covers a full range of models for every recreational and professional requirement. Visit Shanks Argo to choose the vehicle series and model that best suits your extreme conditions. The Magnum side-by-side, the Frontier 6x6 and 8x8, the Aurora Huntmaster 8x8, and the Frontier Scout 6x6. You can test drive these in-stock Argos at Shanks Argo, 4900 Molly Pitcher Highway in Chambersburg, PA. 717-375-1025. That's 717-375-1025, or visit shanksargo.com. Argo, the world standard for amphibious off-road mobility at Shanks Argo.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Turned up, hey boys, I'm getting nervous, my knees are getting weak, I can almost see him coming out of them trees. Big bulls, big bucks, mountain roads and pickup trucks, hunting all day just to catch a glimpse of big bulls, big bucks.
Yeah. Big bulls, big bucks. Yeah, that was the second verse, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Aaron. Appreciate that. Yep. 410 WCBM 680. Let's see. We have somebody online. We have Richard in Baltimore. Good morning, Richard. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure. What's up?
I'm in the muzzleloader contest with this little story from Thursday, 2 days
okay.
ago.
Okay. All right.
I live in the city, and I was driving through Roland Park, and I happened to run across a couple of friends. Got out of the car, and I'm talking to him, and literally 15 feet away across the street was a buck, a 9-point, probably weighed, I'm not good at guessing, 150 pounds.
Probably, yep.
And just strolling through as casual as you please, headed towards Stony Run Creek.
Yep.
And I'm wondering, has Baltimore City ever done, like, some kind of a tranquilizer program? Because the woman that I was talking to, she was, I wish I had a gun. I want to shoot that son of a bitch. Apparently eating all of her garden. And
does Baltimore City ever do a sponsored
hunt of some kind or tranquilizer hunt?
No.
I mean, I've seen dead deer on the Alameda hit by cars.
Yeah. There's deer everywhere. Perfect habitat. You know, perfect habitat. The creatures of the forest edge is what Maryland Public TV called them back in the mid-90s. And somewhere I have that videotape, Creatures of the Forest Edge, and it talks about the perfect habitat in and around Baltimore that is, you know, nobody hunts them, there's no predators, the only thing they have to contend with is the automobiles. And when I lived between Rolling and Old Court Road over there in not Randallstown, but Rockdale is what they called it. When I lived over there, I ran across one of the guys on Rolling Road one day who had the pickup truck and was pulling a buck up on his pickup truck at the corner of Old Court and Rolling. And I said, yeah, we got a few deer around here. He said, this is 17 today.
17?
That were struck by automobiles that he picked up that day. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh.
There used to be a gorgeous buck on the little cutaway road, rolling road. There's a cut before you get to Pikesville that goes out to 140. I can't say the name of the road right now. There's an apartment complex on the left and a retirement village on the right. But anyway, you cut through this. I used to cut through that road all the time to go to the station. And I'd seen, you know, innumerable deer. There was a giant 8-point buck over there. And I'd see him quite often, and all of a sudden I didn't, and I could see evidence that somebody hit one on that little road, and he was gone. So, yeah, I mean, they're everywhere in suburbia, no question. So
I was going out to get the paper Wednesday morning, and it's dark, and I open up my front door, and I live across Hill and Road from Herring Run.
Okay.
And an opossum apparently was sleeping in a flower pot on my porch.
Oh, yeah.
And I go out, open the door, and he's... slowly wanders off, I guess, headed into the sewers.
Yep.
All right. Well, anyway, that was my story.
All right. Well, thanks. Appreciate the call. Yep. Take care. Lee in Towson. Good morning, Lee. How are you?
Alan, I'm good. I'm loving it. All I'm seeing is shrink wrap and people, boats sitting up on the dry dock.
Yeah.
Nobody's fishing.
Well, that's great.
I haven't heard the word fish this morning on the show.
I know, isn't that crazy? I know you're out there. It's all deer hunting today, buddy. That's great.
I know. It's all good. I cherish. I remember the youth hunt with the kids, and
oh yeah.
Oh my golly, that was so much. How much adrenaline do you need? Oh my golly, taking a kid hunting or fishing. Oh, doesn't get any better than that, Alan.
Nope. No question about it. No question about it.
But just a report on the stripers are still biting in the Patapsco. I'm fishing the skinny water mostly around Bethlehem Steel right now. And those pictures I saw, one of those fish came out of, I ain't kidding you, probably a foot of water.
They're, wow.
Pushing bait up into the spoils of the, you know, the dumpage of, you know, the...
Yeah.
Of Beth Steele, and but quite a bite, you know, not any numbers, but a good time, and they're still catching them down the Bay Bridge, and I talked to a couple of buddies of mine, Captain Don, I think he's fishing around the mouth of the Chester and whatnot, trolling.
Right.
I can't do trolling, but
no.
It's been a great bite, and. I'm looking forward to the pickerel. I'm going to try to break my record this year.
8 pound, 4 ounces?
8 pounds even.
8 pounds even. I don't care who you are. That's a big pickerel, man. I don't care who you are. That is a big pickerel.
Well, it's held for quite a few years. And,
no question.
You know, I'm sure there's a 9 or 10 pounder down one of those Eastern Shore ponds somewhere. So.
Yep, no question.
But, I wish all the kids luck, and moms and dads and whoever are deer hunting this year, and
yep.
I hope you we get a lot of stories.
I hope so, too. We love those stories.
Yep.
All right.
You all have a good one, Alan.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Okay. Have a
yep.
good one.
Yep. See you later. Jordan texted me and reminded me that it was Naylor's Lane where that big 8-point was hit many years ago, 10 years ago, baby. But, I used to see some nice deer over there. The old station back there on Music Fair Road, oh, my gosh, one of the biggest 8-point bucks I've ever seen in my life was there. They caught a guy one morning driving back to where Ollie's is now. I think it's Ollie's. What is it? No, Best Buy. I don't know. Whatever that discount place is over there on Music Fair Road. They caught a guy over there, got caught jumping the fence way back in there shooting at deer one deer season. I thought, how big of an idiot do you have to be? But apparently there are plenty out there. So, all right. Hey, look, I got to tell you about Backyard Billy's one more time. Our friends at Backyard Billy's. If it's heat you want, Backyard Billy's has what you need. Gas, electric, wood, pellet. They have pellets by the bag or by the pallet. They have barbecue grills. by Traeger, which is a pellet grill, and Memphis, which is a pellet grill. They also have the Kamado Joe and the Big Green Egg, which are grill smokers, the big egg-shaped ones. They carry Enviro fireplace inserts and Regency freestanding stoves and inserts. It's time to make your appointment, because tonight and tomorrow night, you're going to wish you had listened to me back in the summertime, because it's going to be chilly. And we're going to be sitting here enjoying this beautiful fireplace and nice, warm, cozy room back here in our back room, in our great room, we call it. And everybody will be warm and toasty. So if it's heat you want, Backyard Billy's is the fireplace, 410-827-4500. Hit their Facebook page if you want, Hearth America, or BackyardBillies.com, or give them a call, 410-827-4500, or best yet, stop in and see everything that Backyard Billies and Hearth America has to offer. Right there, Route 50, Exit 44, Graysonville, your backyard is going to look just great. And don't forget about our friends at Clyde Sports Shop. I did see a nice Browning slug gun in there the other day. If you like Browning and you like deer hunting, that's a slug gun that's a good one for you. Then they've got the X-Bolt, of course, the bolt-action rifle, but the BPS field gun, for those of you who like using a pump gun for waterfowl, newly designed stock, a new look, a larger trigger guard, a matte blue finished barrel, and forged machined steel receiver. Features bottom ejection, which is great for a duck blind or a goose pit. Satin finish walnut pump action with superior fit and all new checkering surfaces. Why not see the BPS field model? Synthetic models are available. And then also, throwback time, back to Bill Perry, back in the days of the first waterfowl festival. Vintage Tan A5, reliable short recoil operated auto loading shotgun with a rugged composite stock, textured gripping surfaces, and a shim adjustable for length of pull. Cast and drop. Full coverage retro vintage tan camo finish. There's probably one of the jackets hanging up in your dad's or your grandfather's house somewhere. Tan camo finish. Invector DS choke tubes. It's the A5 in vintage tan. Pick one up, put it to your shoulder. You'll be glad you did. At Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, your full-line Browning dealer. 410-242-6108, ClydeSports.com, two S's in the middle. For firearms, licenses, ammunition, and scope mounting, Clyde Sports Shop is the place. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Cool Ice. That's K-O-O-L Ice in Cambridge has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice.
whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order, Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs, yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish, Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator, Cool Ice. Ice, really. By the bag or block, yep, Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs or bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials. Give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I won't have time for that. Let's talk to Joe. Good morning, Joe. How are you? Joe, you there?
Yes. Hello. How are you, Alan?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing fine. I know you don't have much time. I really like Clyde's, and in addition to that, all you guys out there hunting for the deer, my memories of hunting was going for bunnies and pheasants up in the farmlands around Thurmont area.
Exactly. Well, you know what? They didn't have all this emphasis on deer hunting back in the day, because that's what we hunted was small game. Deer were a bonus.
Yeah,
no question.
Absolutely.
No question.
But they were great times and wonderful times out, and I think I wish everybody good luck with everything.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate that. You have a great weekend.
Happy Veterans Day to all of you veterans. God bless you.
We do remember you guys, that's for sure. Thanks again, Joe. Have a great one. All right, folks. That's it. Sounds like end of the music. Check me out at Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com. Well, you can email me, Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com. Ellisoutdoors.com. There's a link to everything we do there as far as magazines, Bucks, Bears, Stags, record books coming along. Pre-order that. Just hit the purchase a book button on the homepage of bucks-bears-stags.com. And look for that record book out before the end of this month. Can't wait. Can't wait. It's a good one. I've been editing it all week and the week before that and the week before that. So a lot of work, and but we want to be as accurate as possible. There's 1,443 entries in the compound bow category for typical white-tailed deer. How about that for a number? Get out, stay out, stay safe.